written by Rabbi Tzinner. Rabbi Tzinner was a very famous personality from Brooklyn. Now is very famous. When he wrote the Sefer, originally touched in Mem Zayin, 24 years ago, almost. It wasn't as famous. But he was a Talmud Chacham, and he uses very nice things. And he has some very nice footnotes. I want to just comment on some of them before we go any further. We're bothered by some of the expressions in the Maram Chalava and the Vav and Beis. So, a couple of things. First, on the dispute which we spoke about yesterday, Rabbeinu David, which is here as well, may it we be mafker something on Shabbos and Yontif or not? Rabbeinu David said no, and others say yes. So apparently it's a Me'iri on Shabbos Kuf Chav Zayin on the Beis. The Sarge in the Magen Avos we spoke about yesterday. This is a Beferush Gemara, which we're supposed to know. We're supposed to know Shas, right? The Gemara has a case of a Demai, where the Demai is Roy on Shabbos or not. And the Gemara says, well, look, Migu, the boy, Mafke Nichse. It's a few places in Shas. If you can be mafki and nechosem, and you become a poor man, you need mine. But the particular context there is on Shabbos. So you see, Klar, he says, Pek Kodosh, the Miri says about the Rambam. Pek Kodosh. Ech Yom Adov is at the holy mouth of the Rambam. How can he say that Hefk was also in Shabbos and before Shek Gemara? That's Mutta. Yeah.
We saw another Gemara last year also.
Also in Shabbos.
Regarding Sikh.
Right, that's well, that's okay, right, along those lines, right? But there's more since we were Mefurish. That wasn't the Gemara, we had a Shikul Torah about it. I think it was a Mefurish Gemara. I don't remember being anyway. So, on the Baal, he says the Rabban had a different Girsa in that Gemara. No wonder Pek Kodesh, he didn't have those words in his Girsa, so he had a different shot. He quotes two understandings here in this footnote, as far as that prohibition is concerned, and therefore the problem wouldn't exist, again, based upon a different Gersa than the one that we have in our Gemara. That's number one. Number two, we have to go into our Aramaic expert over here. I had a question yesterday, the Chamir and the Chamir were mixed up. He quotes over here, in footnote Samach Dalet, on page Memhei, from a Sefer Amrochel Hilchos Pesach, Chosle Rabbeinu Peretz b'shem Chomich. They say Kol Chamira v'Chamira. Why? Listen to this now. Chamira is Sa'or and Chamira is Chomitz. I don't know. That's what I always thought. Not what I understood from the Mishnah Brura. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Brura as a matter of fact. Let's take a look.
I mean, etymologically, Chamira does correspond with Chomitz, but I don't know if that's the...
Chamira to Sa'or?
But that, I mean, it doesn't
go to my
exactly.
But right. Kind of yeah, again, but I was a little surprised. Open the Mishnah Berurah, please. We'll see inside. Look what it says. I guess I was always influenced by the Mishnah Berurah that I've been learning for a long time. We seem to say the reverse based on the order of where things are placed. Simitov Lama Dalit. There are more passages in Siv Beis. This yesterday's time. The Mamara Beloshana Kodesh. Kol Chamira. Kol el chametz u'sa'or. No need to say kol chamira v'chamira. Because the word chamira alone, we had a question. Did it mean chametz and mitzvah? It means both. You know, the word chamira. Al b'shar l'shonos, sorach l'hazkes kol echa b'fnei atzma. Now the word lashon kodesh is lavdavka. It's the mission lashon kodesh. It's the kodesh lavdavka. Wrote to loma b'lashon targum, kemosha anu omrim. Okay? And what if you speak in Hebrew? When it's speaking Hebrew, so the Bir Alocha says, "Pshal Lashonos." We say, "Well, within him, Omer Lashon Kodesh Mamish." Tzarach Laskel Chometz Usor. The Shnei Dvarim Hain. Bracket. The Rak Lashon Chamira Kol El Shnei, as the Beis Yosef says. And the Gro doesn't like it because in Yerushalmi it says Kol Chometz. The guy is speaking Hebrew. We saw this here yesterday and last week. Kol Chometz is enough. You don't have to say the word Tzar. That's what the Bir Alocha quotes over here. This issue, fascinating. You take a look in the Mishnah Brewer, he tells you how to say it in Yiddish. Who in this room knows Yiddish? Yiddish. We read the Yiddish together. Lashon Shemavin, Zavkot and Tess, Pitlis Hefker, The main of there, Mama Hani Abitl, that's what he's talking about. Al Kain Tov, Lilmo, Lame Oretz, maybe it should be Lilame, Lame Oretz, Shane Mavinin, Lashon Akodesh, O Isha Mavatalas, Shatoma Beloshin Shemavina, the Haina, it gives you the Yiddish, catch this now. Alin, I have it with dots even, I don't know, I have dots in my Yiddish. Alin Chometz Oda Zoyer Teg. What's Zoyer Teg, Rabbi Isai? Zoyer Teg. What does Zoyer mean?
Sour.
What does Teg mean?
Dough.
That's a very basic Yiddish word, Teg. Okay? So, Kol Chamira V'Chamira. That's why I thought Chamira is Chometz. And Zoyer Teg is Chamira. That's right. That's what that we, that people often say it in. Chamira V'Chamira, not the other way around. So that's what I assumed until I saw the Sefer Amroch. It's the other way around. Okay, I'm just laying out what it says.
Rabbi,
yeah.
Targum Onkelos translates Chametz as Chamir and Zor as Chamir.
There you go. So Targum Onkelos is like the Sefer Amrochel.
Yeah.
Okay, so I stand corrected. Okay, Baruch Hashem. I always thought it was the reverse based upon him. Ala Chametz od Zoyoteg. What it should have said, Kol Chamir v'Chamir, should have said, Ala Zoyoteg od Chametz. Because most people say Chamir v'Chamir, the other way around. That's like,
and the Hebrew always, when they give Hebrew translation, they say Kol Chametz is Zor.
Right, but wrong. Kol Chametz is wrong. I said, I want to get the English article, see if they're also wrong. If we're all wrong, we could be. doesn't make me right if we're both wrong. I somehow had a CD, a system I called yesterday, it was called Bloopers. By Rabbi Reisman Shlita from Brooklyn. Bloopers. And in there he's saying, it's a Navishi, it starts with the Navi, with the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, and then there's an Ora Osa Melechas Hashem Ramiya, about a Rebbe teaches their Talmud him wrong, and then once the kid gets it wrong, he reads it so his whole life it's wrong. Shabesh became in the all, Mamma. He starts rattling off, he's a riot, all the mistakes that people make from their youth, have to try to uproot them. Oh, have to uproot them. And you know, we should add this to it, we should add it to the list, and everyone's wrong. If we don't look at Targum Onkelos, so we forget half of the Mishnah Berurah, we're all wrong. His first example was Kriyashma. He says, be a hafta is Hashem. Why would be a hafta? It tells you for a hafta. I said, he can't stand that they're having the yeshivas in the camp, they're all singing together, you know, be a hafta. You're doing it. Get it. That's one of his, and he has his fact. People split it into three, it's only so split into two. And he goes on, and that's a whole list of mistakes that everybody's making. And he says, we should try to correct some of them. I'm just saying, I heard it yesterday, so.
Did he mention not saying
slichos
and
shakras and yom? No. He was only discussing mistakes that we make in our pronunciations. Because that's the Gemara. Timche zecher amolek, timche zocher amolek. That's the mistake that was made then by Yoav, the Gemara Bavastra. And they blamed the Rebbe, they wanted to kill the Rebbe for this. Yeah. Because Oros amnach Hashem Ramiya, Oro monech harchaba midam, poskin yirmiya. It's a fascinating. Was it called Bloopers? That was the name of the CD. I just heard it for the first time yesterday. I don't know how it got into my car. I don't even know. But we all make mistakes. I guess let the new one. I've been saying it the wrong way based on. Okay. Thank you very much for Targum Onkelos. Okay. Should have looked myself. It's right in front of your Chumash. So we got it backwards. I'm not an expert in Aramaic. Let's go on. Ala Chumash and the Zoyatek. Was es is in mein Reshus. Zol zayin hefker. Now notice, he's again, it's all out of order. We say libotle levi hefker, not order. He says hefker first. Un zol nit zayin gerechent, nor azoy vi erden gas. Anybody for Yiddish? Always with double negatives in Yiddish. It should be not considered anything more than dust in the street. After Yah. Very beautiful, rich Yiddish that the Mishnah Berurah has over here. Why switch the order around? I don't quite understand. They did tell us some of the fault lines that we had before. The Shemitah said, the bottle lav gafra avalevi hefker. I guess for the Yiddish, whatever. Atka. So, okay, Rabbi Isai. So, I think most of us say chamir v'chamir, but I'm afraid that most of us are maratzim. We don't know what's what. I always thought chamir was chometz and chamir so. Look, I turned out I'm wrong. So, was all my bittul no good for the last umpteen years? So, he writes as follows. Omar Hamoritz, that's me, I guess. Bilshon HaKodesh, or an Aramaic from the Siddur, and I just don't know what's what. Im Yodea Lefochos, Inyan HaBitul, Shiodea Shemav Kechem, Tzayotze B'Diyemet. If you don't know exactly every word, as apparently until now, none of us really knew. Alamein HaMeivim Klal, V'salva shu amay is a tchina. Oh, hey, Rabbi Nishalam. Lo yatav ilma de'evit. You know what you're talking about. So therefore, it's important that we have this, at least have some clue of what the word means. So you always learn, ain't based on Hezbollah Kiddush, especially people like me, always learning new things. I thought there was a mistake. I made a mistake, not the time. It was my mistake. So now, Baruch Hashem, I stand corrected. I have to try to remember that Erev Pesach coming up should know exactly what I'm saying when we come to this text, which is found in the typical sin. Okay. Fine, this is just a preliminary comment that I wanted to make before we go further in Inyan. I promise to discuss today the Inyan of Nifsal Mechilas Odom Vekelev, and our first source is the Ravid. As I mentioned at the very end of the Shia yesterday, so if you have a Ravid, look inside. If not, open to the Gemara. I'll show you very shortly in the Rosh where all this is coming from. Today's Shia is an important Shia, and we will get to this issue of medicines on Pesach, which is a very important issue. We spoke about it, but not. We won't get to all the details today. This today's is sort of background. Okay. The Ravid is in Perik Aleph Halacha Beis, the Milchos Chametz Matzah. Here we go. The Rambam says, "Isa Chametz, Isa Sar, Shavu Machmitzin." It's all one and the same. Says the Ravid, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's a sugya of the first Mishnah of the Sechta Beitza. But the Gemara of Zion and Beis, famous Gemara, Beishamet, Beisil. Alinun Bir, Alinun Achila, Yesh Hefesh B'nein. Shachamet, Im Nivson Achila, Zakelev, Eino Zokuk Levar. Right, that's Pash Yipsha. Vassor, Afal Pishu, Nivson, Chayav Levar. Bishuror l'shocho l'hach mitzvah kama isos. So that's a gemara from Ham and Beis. Elo ken yichdol v'yishiva v'toch panav v'tit. Okay. U'mash ha'shana v'tosefta. It's a gemara from Ham and Beis. Ha'pash yipsho chaya levar b'nei sharuya l'shachko. Even though it's possible. Yeah. V'pash shal sa'or k'oma. Yibuchametz lo yatzor l'zeatam. It's a whole, this is a fascinating rivalry. It makes a distinction between chametz and sa'or. Okay. Because it wouldn't need the reason of chametz, because chametz must be roi le-kelev. If it's roi le-kelev, you don't need the reason of roi le-chamea. But if it's ain't a roi le-kelev, then it's still going to be usher, because it's roi le-chamea bo isos acheus. Open our bowls to the Mishnah, to the Shulchan Aruch. It's in a tough mem base of test I mentioned to you yesterday, end of the shiur. Look inside. I hope everybody has a Mishnah Brura, and we'll see how this is handled. Take a look. Tough mem base, sif test. Comments. Shinis apesh kodesh mani surah, benisom achilas akeleh, toshis trap, oshis rofo ve'esh, korcho, kodesh mano. The nechrach ad she'ena royal akelef, because Tosus compared our Gemara and Abchav Aleph with the Gemara and Abchav Hey, Oshiyifta v'shiyu tal lebetit, mudal lekaima v'pesach. Okay? That's fine. Mudal lekaima v'pesach. Says the Bir Allah. Chomesh in esapesh v'nifsa mechilas kelef. Da! The da'as arayvid v'bisor chayav levar afilun nisapesh asher nifsa mechilas kelef. Da'as aramein l'chalik v'zeh. Look at the Magad Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, Shechriyo Lachidas Aramba, and the Mogan Avraham as well. But they said they're often a Tosefta like the Ravid. What does it say in Tosefta Breit to Perik Aleph? Sa'or Nikra, turn the page please. At least in my edition. Sa'or Nikra, I'm sorry, we have a different one. Misha Yiposel Achilas Kelev. It's an often a Tosefta. Ha'prichoda Shechriyo Mikom Zed Alachaka Ravid. An often a Tosefta in Beitza. Listen, please. Yes. In other words, the Torah said, Sa'or Yechayev, even though Sa'or is inedible, I don't care how inedible it is, how chum, I guess my guess is as it becomes more and more potent, as it becomes more and more rotting and more inedible. Kachaze, the Torah said, you're going to be chayav no matter what. Avol emasor niskal akol kachash and enroll the kelef machmas ipusho, Rabbi said, not machmas chimutso, machmas ipusho. In other words, yeah, I'm not an expert in food chemistry. Again, I'm telling you what it says over here. He's saying if it becomes very, very chometzdik, very fermented, is that the right word to use? Leavened. I'm not sure what these words mean in precise food, in food chemistry terms. Then no matter how much it became chometz squared, cubed, you know, whatever. No matter, the Torah said, Yechayim on chometz. I don't care how chometz it becomes. Became sourdough, which you can't eat, doesn't make a difference. But if it's an extraneous kilkul, what's considered to be an extraneous kilkul? Ipush. Ipush, I guess, means mold or rot, whatever it may be. That's a different kind of, that's not the normal process of things becoming chometz. It's a different kind of a moldy or rotting situation, then it's different. Continues to be halacha. She'af im lo hoya nechmatz kol kach, gam ken hoya roa lach kelev machmas shenis apish v'nifsa. Even if it wouldn't be chometz at all, wouldn't be chometz so much, just it's getting moldy. Shaper yeshloma dezeo nechshav ke'ofar, k'mo shkos levarif, to lekach en misapish ha shenisa v'chilas kelev en el chayb of Europe, shedahavi ke'ofar. Al-kein, Maliyim HaChometz Nasa Ofer, HaWasar Nasa Ofer. It came over for a different reason. That's completely permissible. That's what he says. More than that, the Kesef Mishnah, even according to the Ravid, Him Nisla Asar Me'achilas Kelev, Potter Al-Achiloso, Me'nachayev Rakman Biuro. This goes back to our old discussion. There's no Maisa Achila, but it's a Chevta, according to the Ravid, you'll be Chayvan Biuro. Should the Rola Chamebo Yisacheris. Okay, this is what he says. Fascinating. A remarkable distinction in the Biralacha, two distinctions between why it became so inedible, chimot or ipush, and between burning it and eating it. Fine. Good. This is the very important Biralacha. But let's now go back and take a more focused and fundamental look at this whole discussion. Talking about inedible foods, which at least according to some Rishonim are going to be chayev on Pesach, right? That's what it seems to say over here. This is very shver, is the kasha which we're going to discuss right now, from a Gemara on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Now we're not up to that yet, but let's just take a quick look. Chav Dalet Amud Beis. It's a topic which you should all be aware of somehow or other. You can also come across it somewhere or other. About a third. Quarter of the way down. Kol Yisurin Shem Torah Ein Lokan Aleim Ala Derech Achilasa. You're only chayiv if it's Derech Achilasa. Come to exclude what? Chelev Chai. Raw fat. Who eats raw fat? When it goes with Derech Ha'ana'asa, there's a concept of this nature. Are there any exceptions to the rule? A number of exceptions are found over here to the rule. Klaya Kerem. Doesn't say the word achila there. Heavy basa v'cholav. Doesn't say the word achila there in the Torah either. Chometz, however, the word achila is certainly found prominently with respect to chometz. So the poshut pshat the gemara of Chav Dalet Amud Beis by omission is Rabosai, you're not chayev on achilas chometz if what? It's not kederach achilas. It's not going to be chayev on all these things. Chometz or nifsal mechilas other nifsal mechilas kelev poshut shayu chayev. Why are you chayev? It's not kederach achiloso. That's an obvious question. It's an obvious question. So this question is asked by the Makor Chai.
But where do we see that you're? I mean, if you eat it, you're chayev. I mean, they're just saying you're chayev laro.
Right. You are correct. We had the Bialach who made an explicit distinction between eating and what? And holding on to, but there are poskim, we'll see soon based on what sources, who said it applies even to achila. And if they say so, how can it be true? It's the shaloka derech achilas. So let me just show you first where the question is found, to be able to look it up yourself. It's the Makor Chai. The Makor Chaim is here in our Simon, Simon Tov Mem Beis. In Sivkot and Beis, ask this question. Okay, Rabbi Osai, the Makor Chaim, Tov Mem Beis, Sivkot and Beis. Says the Makor Chaim, and your point is well taken. Mashma, he says. Mashma, that's clear. Mordechai says, how do you know? What does it say that? It says, the ilo hoya osu b'achili rak b'derabonon hoya mutu l'ashoso l'das atur. Again, this is a tour by Taruvus, a complicated story. The tour holds that whenever it is no isur achili d'oraisa, there's no isur to hold on to. It's also to hold on to, the chav levar, according to the tour, it must be also Rachel with the rice. Okay, so you asked a good question. He gave a good answer. But it's based upon a tour. Okay, which you can look in the earlier, the very previous Sivkot in Makor Chaim, he refers you to that tour. Okay. But dochak lechalek v'lomar the davka v'chometz nukshe shlohay roar la'achila me'olam matir atur. As the Magen Avraham says, "Abu, if it was once Ra'al Achila, even if this said it's going to be Aser, he doesn't like that Svar. He doesn't see the difference. What's the difference? Who cares? Fine. This is the question which bothers him. So he gives the following amazing answer. Amazing answer. It's an incredible answer. The Tam Isur Chomet Shenifsa Mechilas Adam Hu Mikoach Mashakotsu Atosis. That's Chof Chesem and Beis, the top toast that we already saw. The Kodim Zmano after Lekha Krod Lo Yeochel Mikol Makom Osu Mikrod Tashbisu. The Mashma Tashbisu Shalom B'derach Achila. The Kevan Isur Achila Mikrod Tashbisu Nafkale. Notice what word is missing in that pasuk. Achila. Doesn't say the word of achila. Achila. So loksibe achila. Vaday aser. Achila shadok erach achila asok. By klaya kerem and basa v'cholav. That's unbelievable. You know what he said over here in Makor Chaim? Unbelievable. Because he got stuck with his kasha. That's a pita kasha. Chavdal Rebbei says that whenever the word achila is used, it's potter shadok erach achila. It's a diuk. If nipsa mechilas adam is going to be aser b'achila, how can it be? The answer is from Tashbisu of all things. It's not based on all the psukim we have. The Torah says so many times, lo yochel chometz, right? We have the psukim and the chometz. No, that will not include this, because it's shalok adar achila. From Tashbisu of all things. Because Tashbisu is a different relation where the word achila is not found. That's what he says.
Does that mean that Tashbisu can't be like a siyag d'oraisa to the isur achila?
Where
does Tashbisu come from?
No. What is it
a
common? Like, why does
Tashbisu's
presence change it?
Very good. Why did Tashbisu make this Rachil in the first place? You're asking. Just get rid of it. What do you add? Right. We'll see later the Balamor. If you saw anyone finish my Makomas, well, there's a lot of my Makomas. If you didn't finish, I'm not surprised. But if you let me know. You finished?
No.
Okay. Because the Balamor says Meferish about Achila. You see that one yet? Unbelievable. You eat cookies, you have a kind of tashbisu. Hey, give me more cookies, I have a bigger mitzvah. Does it start today? Now? Gimel Cheshvan, I'm ready to have a kind of tashbisu. It's almost Pesach. No. So some want to say for 30 days. Remember we had that 30-day cutoff? Like, give me cookies. Like all the Shalach Manas of Purim. Ooh, eat it up, you have a kind of tashbisu. That's what the Balamor says. I'll just say that's ridiculous. That's reason means shalom b'derech achila. It's Tosfos says nafchav ches. Yes, I'm sorry.
Could Rami just explain briefly one more time why the Makor Chaim thinks the Isra Achila is the Raisa based on the Torah?
Yes, because again, I'm not getting into all the details. The Torah says that if there'd be no Isra the Raisa of Achila, there'd be no Isra to hold on to on a Pesach. We know Chiyuv Biyah. We're not going into detail. I just quickly. So this instance, it says Chayav Levar, there must be some kind of Isra Achila Midoraisa. It says the Makor Chaim, you're right, it's based on Tashbisu. But Tashbih is not Lashon Achila, so even the Shaloka Derech Achila, you're chayav anyway. Unbelievable Kiddush, yes.
Isn't the
Pasuk
Tashbih more referring to only Chametz than eating? 100%! So isn't that... Pretty much saying the same thing as
Bir'alacha.
That they're just two
different things. That what? You're right. He's saying that Bir'alacha, but he's taking a big jump, giant step further. Bir'alacha distinguishes between eating and owning. Comes to the Kor Chaim and says Tashbisu, which demands that you relinquish ownership in an abnormal way, implies you're not it. And that's the source of the issue. That's a wild Kiddush. Whatever belongs to a guy. What belongs to a guy? No tashbisu, it's not mine. If you tell me, it's going to be no iser. Ooh, what a great idea. You have nifsa me'achilas adam, belong to a guy, you can enjoy it. Gavaldik. Right? So I saw one of the recent poskim says, v'zeh tema. The Yom Rebina, it's called zeh tema. We have the Yom Rebina in our Beis Nevesh? If we have, I'll bring it up tomorrow. Yom Rebina is simen ches. On our floor, we don't buy too many sfar. Go downstairs. So if you find it, bring it. He has it. Is that Tema? How can it be? How can it be? Now the Prima Gaudim asked this question. And he preceded the Makor Chaim. He asked this question. And if you want to see what the question is, you have to look in an interesting place. The Prima Gaudim has a Psicha HaKolelis. And in the Psicha HaKolelis is a separate subsection by Pesach, which in this edition of the Shulchan Aruch is printed here in Ilchus Pesach. In some other editions, it's printed in the very beginning. It's printed, I think it's more appropriate, in Ilchus Pesach. You can look it up. It's Chelek Beis, Perek Beis, Sif Ches. This particular edition that I have in front of me is page Tav Kuf, easy to remember. 500. Page Tav Kuf. Not a page in the book. Page Tav Kuf. Yeah, it's like this. What happened to the din of Shalok and Derech Achila? How can you be chayav and all these things? Chomet shenifsal me'adam chayav b'karos u'malkus. How can it be? It's not shen Derech Achila. Mikoma gom binan shiyokal Derech Achila. How can it be? Here's the following example. I'm reading verbatim. Kimo gid hanoshe eitz hu. Gid hanoshe. Right, Alchein lo yochum bnei Yisrael. Gid hanoshe. Everyone knows about Gid hanoshe. What kind of? Who's the Gid hanoshe? The one calls it an eitz. Ein begidin benosin tam. It's like a piece of wood. Eitz. So what? The Torah says you chayv anyway. The irev dvorim amorim bo ein loke the achiluk sibbe. What is he saying over here? What's he saying? So the Prima Gaudim is saying in a few brief words over here is as follows. There could be two kinds of shaloka derech achila. One is of the object itself, and one is of external factors. Rabbo is saying if it's the object itself, we have the following principle. Bahachi chibir achmanam. True. Gid anasha. You can't really eat it. It's hard like a piece of wood. Doesn't make a difference. Alkein lo yochel b'nei Yisrael as gid hanoshe. So the fact that the gid hanoshe is basically something which you really can't eat. It's not really edible, but doesn't matter. The Torah says you eat it, you're chayiv, and that's the end of the day. You're chayiv. The same thing is true of sa'ar. Sa'ar itself may be fundamentally inedible. Afal pikein, the Torah Kadosh says. Excuse me, Torah Kedosha says it's a violation of eating sa'ar. So the intrinsic shortcoming in its being edible is overcome by what we'll call in our language Bahachi Chiva Rachma. If you look at that Gemara, it's right in front of you. Look at the Chav Beis of Manal, just breathe. Just open the Gemara, work the Chav Palaf of Beis. This is Chav Beis of Manal, maybe light years away, but it's in the same page, printed right in front of us. What does it say over here? The man that beyesh begidim benos in town, man that beein begidim benos in town, ein begidim benos in town. What do you mean, ein begidim benos in town? What does the word mean? So Rashi explains. It's the fifth wide line. Madam Ayy Begidim. Isa knows in time Bosom is Bashal Mabosa Amalav Tam Bosa Isru. Falav Nevela Mikru. Elakat Samo saying, Eitz Pialmo. It's like a piece of wood. It's not part of Nevela. The Eitzu Vatora Chivolav. What can you do? So he eats this piece of wood. Yechayv, he quotes the Gemara, Chulin, Sadi Beis, and Medbeis. At the Freeman Gun, quote it. Keep it in mind. So Sa'or, said the Prima Godin, is like in an ocean. Eight spi alma, completely inedible. The Chayyavah, the Kohen that arrived, even lifts a Mechilas Kelef. And the Kohen that arrived, there's a Mechilas Odom. So you're telling me it's Ein Aroah, it's Shaloka Derech Achila? What do you mean? The Torah said Yechayyavah, get an ocean, it's eights. The Hochi Kibra Rachmana. So it's said by Chomas and Sa'or, the same thing. So you're Chayyavah, no matter what. So writes the Prima Godin. So then, Rabosai, when will you be potter shaloka derech achila by chametz? Yeah, you're mixing a davar mar. That's the example he gives. You're mixing something on the outside. Something's bitter, and the whole thing is bitter. No one else would ever eat it in his right mind. So there you would be potter on gidanosha, you'd be potter on chametz. Only be chayim in case where the word achila is not found. That's how I understand the Prima Godin's answer. Now, Rabosai, we already discussed yesterday the machlokas, the Rosh and the Ran. What's the status of chometz, which is cherech al kodem zvano? So it says over there what muta bahano. How about eating it? Mayu or mayu not eat it? What the Rosh say? Who remembers what the Rosh said? No. Why not?
Because you're eating it.
Because you're eating it. And how do we explain it at the bottom? Achshavei. The Rosh didn't use the word. I remember we always say the Rosh at achshavei. Let's see again, Rabbi Osei, review. Open to the Rosh. Rabbi Osei, open to the Rosh again. We have to review. I pointed out already yesterday, the word Akshavei, to my recollection, is not found in the actual Rosh. But all the poskim explain it as being Akshavei.
I found the Shumas Adeshins says it uses the word Akshavei to explain the Rosh.
Very good. There you go.
So it's like the Rosh.
Yep.
Well, let's take a look at the Rosh itself. Is the word Akshavei in the Rosh itself? I don't believe it's here. I don't believe it's here. The Rosh's expression, and again in our print, page Zion, the first wide line towards the bottom of the first column. Some say it's permissible to eat it. Afra bi'almahu. Kechachon is mana. V'lo mistaber. Afra pisha butla da'as ha'okal is ha'okal adam. Nikomakam kevin di'iyu ka'okal ha'asar. Which is, you say, the Chumash Adeshin explains, and all the other poskim saying to mean, what we call in our language, Akshavei. Let's take a look at Siman the Mishnah Berurah. Go out, down till now. Open up Rabosai Siman Tov Mem Beis Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Mem Gimel. You'll see it right in a minute. Tov Mem Beis Sifkaton Mem Gimel. Here's some Sif tests that we just learned. Rabosai Mutal Lekaima Bepes of all these things, this Apesh, etc., etc. Vuadin the Mutal Vano Aba Bachilasim Rabbanan Al Achara Pesach. You can't have any Echidas Asur Midrabbanan until Achara Pesach. He said Echidas on the Arab site, that's only the Rabbanan. Did he explain the word Achshavei? The next line. The Alpha Gav the Achidas and the Ruyahi, the Nifsalakol, the Komakom, Kevin Shirot Alechol, Asur, the Achshavei. Here we go. There's the word Achshavei. You haven't seen it? In the Mishnah Berurah, it's Cotton Man Gimel. If the first source is Shubha Sadeshin, so be it. That's what he says. And he says, only Asur Midirabonim. Who said it's only Asur Midirabonim? If you take a look at the real in the Shah Hatsiyun, Sivkotan Ayin Beis, Ayin Beis, the word Midirabonim, Taz. Taz said so. Where's the Taz? You want to look it up? Sivkotan Ches. Vanira says he's a Taz of That's a different story. Okay, not for now. Rabosai, what'll happen if you're not Akshavei? Rabosai, you eat it but you're not Akshavei. How did not Akshavei? It just fell in. It fell in. Mr. Brewer goes on. Right? Fell in. Then what? The chametz of kar from the alma, and I was nachshavei. Why did I eat it? I wanted the other part. I don't want to eat this part. I wanted the other part. If I'm eating only this, by definition, I'm nachshavei. I'm making it important that I'm eating it. I want to eat the other half. I said I can't. It's so it's impossible or a pain in the neck to separate one half from the other. So I'm eating the whole thing. Not nachshavei. So says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkatan. Mem Gimel. What's the source? It says on the bottom, Chokya. Chokya? That's the source. Chokya. Rabosai, I skipped the phrase. I don't know if you jumped on me. This phrase to me is very troubling. The phrase is in my edition is in a comma. It's surrounded by two commas. Again, an Ayin Gimel. It fell in. Yeah. Afilu rak berubo. What does that mean? Afilu rak berubo. What's going to be a translation of afilu rak berubo? How do you want to translate? So what does it mean? The word rak doesn't fit in, right? Huh? What do I do? Doesn't read straight. So I wanted to say the word rak is a mistake. Whoops. No one says it. Anyone fancy Mishnah Berurahs? Is there an Oz Vahadar on this?
I think so.
There is? Yeah? So it's in the library, maybe? I'll come down to the library and look for it. I'm wondering about this. How do you explain the word rock? I would say, I feel the berubo. Even if the majority is this item, I'm not optional. I want the other item. I want the other item. I want the item which is kosher.
Wouldn't you take it out, though, if that was the case?
I don't know. It's a pain in the neck to separate one from the other. We'll see soon, based on the Shulchan Aruch, that the word, to read it otherwise, is problematic. We're going to go very slow. Rabosai, let us continue in this very, very important yourself. How and when does Akshavei apply? How far does it go? Come to Shagas Aryeh and Simon Ayin Hay. Simon Ayin Hay, for those who are Bekiyim and Hilchos in the Sefer Shagas Aryeh, I guess most of us are not, is still in Hilchos Yom Kippur. He's talking about some of the Eid on Yom Kippur food, which is Ein Aruyim. He's a Chol HaShem Bo Sakon. Says the Holy Shagas Aryeh Simon Ayin Hei. U'mistab Reli. The Ochlin U'mashkin She'en Aruyim Afilu L'Refua Asa. Why? The Keva and the Ochlin Akshavinu. And the Rosh Hashem is in Perikol Shah Simon Aleph with respect to Chometz. So here too, the same as it's Akshavei by Chometz, it's Akshavei by Yom Kippur. Who may attain all a tour? Frank the Shagasari. Then an Orah Chaim Topman Beis. He called his father, of course. Avada, Akshavei. Wouldn't you call your father if he was the Rosh? Calls his father. That Akshavei is awesome. Uve Hilchos Yom Kippur Tov Reishin Beis. Hevi Divi Rav Yoh Divi Ochlin Shein Ruin Afilu Isura Leka. And number one, he's arguing with his father. He's kind of contradicting himself. Pshuu, Akasha v'shagas Aryeh. What a meridik Akasha. What a meridik Akasha. So the beautiful shagas Aryeh that I have has footnotes. Footnotes. I think it's from Rav Metzger Shalita, Rav David Metzger, one of the greatest of the recent Gedolim and putting out Svarim, Bureau Per Vahada. He writes as follows. Sure, Yom Kippur is Aser Bachila V'Shari Bahana, and therefore Shalo Kederach Achila, which is only Mishum Hana, is Mutter. Aval B'Chametz Daser Bahana Av Shalo Kederach Achila Aser Shem Desof Sof Nene Pshiii. He has the teretz, he quotes the chishdich. Chishdich below the simcha, al shagas aryeh simon son of Rav. Look at that. What a great teretz, Rabosai. If I eat something, shalo kederach achila, we cannot label it as an achila. We can label it as a hana. So what's it then? Yom Kippur is mutter, because there's no isa hana Yom Kippur. And Pesach is also, because isa hana and Pesach. Mwah. What a great teretz. He answered the theme of the Shagas Aryeh, he had the footnote Aleph on page Tuf Yud Beis in this beautiful new edition of the Shagas Ari. Beautiful edition. Then Shagas Ari goes further. So look in Paragimel Shuas Chavdalim, Elik in the Rava, Shuas Shalom Ochal V'Ochal Ofer Potter. Hasam Keva de Mikara Ochal V'Ader Ishtabale Chashuve Achshave. Where did the word Achshave come from? Shas didn't come from nowhere. So the Shuas Dashim made it up? No. Comes from, well, a few places in Shas. One of them is Shuas Chavdalim Anal. Achshave. Talk about dirt. Right? They have Achshave by dirt too. Says footnote Beis that the word Achshave is found over here in our sugya. You quote it from the Chuba Sadeshan. He quotes it over here from the Taz that we made reference to earlier. I'm just reading to it again. Tuf Mem Beis the Taz Sifkaton Ches. Let's read you a brief excerpt that's quoted over here. Taz Sifkaton Ches. Avo b'achila osir afagad eno dvar l'achila mikom gam iu achshavei l'achila kein kozav arosh. Always look it up. Did the Rosh say the word achshavei? No. It's that we didn't see it. Yeah, but I'm not saying it's wrong. That's the pshat. Then he says v'nire l'didei d'vare enchi of d'oraisa b'zeh tov yom kippur. We write from Yom Kippur that it's potter, not chayav daraisa. So to over here, it's only chayav derabanan. Yeah? How do you know? Maybe it's not an achil, it's ano. Maybe it's considered ano daraisa and an achil derabanan. It's not completely compelling proof according to what we saw before in footnote Aleph in the Shagas Aryeh. But wait a minute. He quotes this task. And he quotes Ara Ara. Achila, we say Achshave. Oh, another verb. Excuse me. Rak, the same level as a simple. Rak, be'ochel achila, aminon, Achshave. Ava, be'ochel refua, lo, aminon, Achshave. Ooh, wah. It's going to be extraordinarily important when we come to talk about medicines. It says over here, if you eat the refua, there's no Achshave. There's no Achshave. That's it. No, he's quoting. Solveig is quoting a sefer called Chidushin Rabbi Elazar Simcha on the Shagas Aryeh Simen Samach Vov. To be precise, I don't know what this means exactly. Maybe in his introduction, it tells you, you know, exactly what all this means. I'm just telling you what it says over here. Just give you the sources as I find them. I don't know precisely what this means. Okay, but that's what he said. You look it up yourself. It's on page Tuf Yud Beis in this beautiful edition. Fine. And finally, the Shagas Aryeh says with clarity, now we know, Ochlen Shein Ruyon Lachila, what's it then? Potter Yom Kippur, He's Surah Miyahika, Vafila Refua Kechole, Bechole Shein Bosakana Asu. Shine. Big chumra over here. The cholah shein b'sarkana cannot eat on Yom Kippur, even though it's what ain't a royal achila. Maybe he came and take a pill, perhaps. Okay, we're not done with pills. Just coming attractions. Maybe it's the problem of a pill. I always tell people, Yom Kippur's nothing. You're not eating it. It's not eating. No. So far, it sounds grim. Says the footnote Gimel on the same page. The Shagas Aryeh forgot about the Rambam. Rambam said, "Nuchos yisori haTorah pegel lachaches." Shalom kederach ha'na'osan. Right? Hareza mutter. Ba'afila shalom makam sakana. Umar b'chol ha'shem sakana. You see what? It's mutter shalom kederach ha'na'osan. Shagas Aryeh forgot the Rambam. Yeah. Forgot the Rambam. Yeah. You think he forgot the Rambam? I don't think so. I think he might make a distinction between one and what, Rambam said. Eating and having ana. Rambam's talking about having ana. Shagas Aryeh is talking about eating. Maybe only eating is considered to be an achshave. That's not hana. That's my suggestion to answer the question over here in Oz Gimel in the Horus on page Tuf Yud Beis. Fine. I don't have time to go into it. If you want to have time for a pilpul, let's look at the Milchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Resh, Pei, Aleph, Os, Hei. Who asks the Kasha? Every Yisrael Shabbat Torah should be also Shalok Adarach Achila for the Machshavei. Now, maybe you'll actually just throw the rice, otherwise what's this question? Maybe it is also Shabbat Rabbana. Let's get a fancy answer in the Milchas Chinuch. I cannot go into it right now. But I saw quoted the Sefer Bari HaShulchan, one of our classical Mefarshim of Zman HaZeh, Harav HaGaon of Feivel Cohen Shlita from Brooklyn, New York, was many, I'm sure you've all seen this, no? Never saw this. Has a Nida and Avelis, and then it's all near a day. He has a son wrote a river. So he has on, what else does he have? Taruvis, Bosa Bechola, Benida and Avelis. Maybe that's it. I can't remember. But he has a lot of svarim, very Tvila. It's a tremendous machab. He talks about over here in Simon Kuf Gimel, a lengthy, what he calls it, biurim, over here. Now, those who want to look it up later, it's a very clear presentation. I advise you, if you have a chance to look it up, it's Kedah. This is in Simon Kuf Gimel. That's where this issue comes up. Talking about what's called Nos and Tam of God. There's very, very clear analysis over here. Okay. To you. Here we go. What happens if Issa Nifsa Me'achila? May you eat it or may you not eat it? Quote that the Minchas Kohen and the Pre-Torah say it's Asa B'drabonon. Okay. And others say it's Mut. So this is, if those who want to look it up, it's on page Kuf Tzadi Vav. Starts the Biurim from the word Ode in bold letters, and it goes the whole page Kuf Tzadi Zayin, even at the Ches a little bit. So it's a pretty long essay on this topic. It's very worthwhile for those who want to read a very clear understanding. The Ra'ah says mutter. In Berek HaBayis. Mutter, if it's Nifsal Me'achilas Adam, it's mutter. That's the opinion which the Rosh rejected. It's mutter. Mutter. I'm sorry?
To eat.
Mutter to eat.
What is this in the Berek HaBayis?
Berek HaBayis, it's page Yud Tes, and now it's standard print. By his dal and sharal, that's what he calls the Sefer Berek HaBayis. Fine. Now, we had said until now, based on Mishnah Berurah, also the Rabban and Mishnah Machshavah. Right? That's what we said. So, about the two opinions. Okay. He quotes over here that the Kanfei Yonah, one of the Gedolim, suggests that Achshavah is Daraisim. Wow. Maybe it's Daraisim. So we have three possibilities now, right? Mutter, also the Rabbana Mishamach Shavei, also the Raisa Mishamach Shavei. Three possibilities. Can there be a fourth? Yes. At the Shulta Giborim in the Sechta of Odezara, the Afsam Mechess in the base, it's the top of page Lamed Gimel and Aleph in the classical print. I looked it up of the old, the old fashioned Ran print. It's Asa B'drabanan. You know why? There were gozer Eino Roy Otu Roy. Just you can't eat food which is fit. They made a gzera. Don't eat food even if it's unfit. Where do you find a precedent for anybody know? Anybody know? Anywhere in life, somewhere, they made a gzera on one type, Otu another type, where one is edible, one is not so? Okay, we'll get to it on Aflamen. We should have to get there. Zera eino ben yomo otu ben yomo. What does that mean? That means that pot only makes food tray, strictly speaking, is what we call a ben yomo. It's been used in the last 24 hours. Once 24 hours pass, the food in the pot, the taste, the pot becomes stale and has a negative impact on the next food cooked there. So strictly speaking, it should be permissible. But it's Zera eino ben yomo Otu ben yoma. Our Gerson in the Avodah Zarah, the last half, says that explicitly. So by the same token, these people suggest Zera, Eino Roy, Aturoy. So if, even if the food is inedible, the rabbi said don't eat it, next thing you're not going to eat it, even if it is somewhat fit for use. Now, others say it's not a good comparison, because Eino Ben Yomo doesn't mean it's completely inedible. There's a net negative impact. It's not inedible. Here, it's completely inedible. Not everyone accepts this comparison. This is what the Pri Chodesh said. It's not a good comparison. The problem is, and forgive me for being a little bit, you're not going to like to hear this. There's a Gemara of Bechor, Stav Zayinam and Alf. The other Gemara says, forgive me, please. Mei raglayim shalminim tumeim osu b'shtia. Whoa. Frekti pritoar. Hari adam kotz ve'elu. Ooh, ubechol zos also l'shdosa, umashra the aser miyas b'drabana, ki agavda shnei semechidas adam. So writes the Pri Torah. Pretty strong, right? No human being ever want to eat it. Afal pikein or drink it. Afal pikein, it's aser b'drabana. Wow. So the Chazanish wanted to make an amazing suggestion. Because there, it's only disgusting because we know where it comes from. But if, I don't know, if someone just went, I have no idea, just give me something, we have no idea what source was, maybe it wouldn't be so disgusting. He doesn't like it so much, because the Gemara says in Samachesim and Beis, but in Achbar, should have been voted, why? Mimas mois ubedili in shimine. Get an impression that the reason why Achbar is a chiddush is because it's disgusting and people say it because of its disgust factor. Not that the taste itself is so bad. After having seen this last week, I was wondering when we had the Haftorah on Shabbos. Who knows what I'm talking about? Who paid attention to the Haftorah on Shabbos?
It's the end of Yishayahu.
Yeah, I don't really know. But what I just said now?
Famine.
Much more explicit than that.
Not because of the famine.
The pasuk says, "Ochlea chazir v'asheret v'achbar." Yachta Yusuf unto Hashem. What does that mean? That means that people eat an achbar. Well, maybe it means it's like a sheret, which is also disgusting. I don't know. It came to my attention as I was listening to the Haftorah. Wait a minute. Didn't he just talk about achbar in Avodah Zarah that Samaches in the base? In any event, this is what it says over here, Rabbi Osai, in this beautiful sefer. Biurim, and I think you should look it up if you have a chance. Now we're going to go back to Mishnah Berurah. You all have these things. Everyone has a Mishnah Berurah, I hope. If you don't have one, you must look on now with your neighbor, because this now we're coming to an important citation of the Mishnah Berurah, which is very, very important. Very important. Everyone, please turn to the Mishnah Berurah here in Siman Tov Mem Beis, please. Siv Koton Sharatzion. Siv Koton Yud Tes. Okay. Rabbi Osai, it's on the Mishnah Berurah test. We already had seen Hapas, it's in base. Hapas, Atzma, She'ipsha, etc. So, it says what it says. What does it say? Nimsa, Melech, Lekelev. Yes. Eno Chayav Levah. Okay. Good. It says the Mishnah Berurah. V'davka, She'ipsha, Kodem, Zmani, Suro. Of course. Who said so? Who said so, Rabbi Osai? Did the Gemara say so? No. Who said so, Rabbi Osai? Based on what comparison is this stated? It's based on Al Gemara. What did Al Gemara say? Chercho kodim zmano, Rabbi Osai. Then you can hold on to it. Implying the chercho liachas mano. No good. And it's apshos like chercho Tosa says. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. It's a katan test. So says the Mishnah Berurah. Who's he quoting over here? Poskim. I love it. Poskim. Yudches. The greatest of all. Poskim. You know what it is? Who's he quoting? Who said it, Rabbi Osai? You know who said it? Who said it? I have a big Shulchan Aruch. I'll tell you right away who said it. Okay. First of all, you can see in the Bar Hei, they're right in front of you, in Os Hei. In this Apesh, in Nisra, Achas Mani Suro, Chayav Levar, who said so? Magad Mishnah and Ravid. Oh, not Stam Poskim. Magad Mishnah and Ravid. Goes back a long way. That's the source.
Fine.
Says the Sharati in your test. I am three Megadim Shekasav, Sheish Loma Shurak Medirabonim. This din, that even if it's Nifsal Me'achilas Kelav Dachas Manisuro, you have to get rid of it, it's only a din Dirabonim. Okay. The din is quoted over here in Mogan Avram. Those want to look up what the poskim. The Mogan Avram is in Tuf Mem Beis Sivkaton Gimel. That's what the Bar Hayyim quotes briefly. I'll just read you again. The Rosh of the Mogan Avram. So we just have a Chazar over here. Mogan Avram Tuf Mem Beis Sivkaton Gimel. He miss Apish from Yisroch Achaz Manu Yisuro Chayav Levan by the Mishnah Rai. But it's exactly as quoted over here in the Bar Hayyim Os Hey. Here's the Mogan Avram Sivkaton. Okay, it's there. If you look it up, it's there. I think it's Perkdal Loch Yud Aleph. That's where this is found. Fine. Then the Rabbon. Who said so? Prima Gadim said so. Prima Gadim said so. It looks like this. Yesh said like this. Toch Pesach Nifsal Mikelev. Yesh Loma the Rabbon. You can taste the Rabbon. And then look at Os Yud Aleph Yavur Old. This is in Eishel Avraham Gimel, on the Mogan Avraham Gimel. Yudalit will explain more. Yudalit is a very complex Sivkot. Tokman Bey Sivkot Yudalit is quite complex. And I would like the Talmidim for tomorrow Shir to please, I beg you, give me Pshat and Sivkot Yudalit.
The whole thing?
Yeah, the whole thing. Not only that, there's a Korban Asana that talks about it, and I'm not sure what he's saying either. The Korban HaSanah also wrote a sefer called the Siv Chaim, not the one that we saw from the recent author, but that's his perish on the Shulchan Aruch. He says the same thing word for word. I don't understand it in either place exactly what they're fighting about. So I'm asking you, come to me tomorrow morning with Pshat in Mogan Avraham, Yudalit, the Korban HaSanah here in that talks about it, or the Siv Chaim. It's exactly the same words. Korban HaSanah on the Rosh, Os Hey. Okay, that's not for this minute. Rebosa. Comes the Shara Tzion, who could mus rile on his daiti. That is no doraisa. So the Gemara, the Gemara Medama, Tumas Ochlin in Bir HaChavas. We saw yesterday in the Fenehem and Beis. Yom HaShem, with his Travis and Matveh. Him look up a riff, Ein Shem. Ulayin Tumas Ochlin, Pasuk Rambam, the Hedger. Perik Beis with Tumas Ochlin, Alocha Yudches. Da filu im nitma mikodem, keva shenivsel me'achilas kelev, poka hatuma mino. It's poka. Rabosa, it's poka. So if the Gemara is comparing Tumas Ochlin to Chometz, per Chometz it's also poka. I said it's also. Must be also with Rabbah. That's the proof which is brought by the Sharatim, what the Prebogotim said here in one word. The Issa here is the Rabbanon. Again, comes Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev on Pesach. It's also only by the Rabbanon. Couldn't be the Raisa because it's compared to Tumas Ochlin. And by Tumas Ochlin, it's Paka. Ochlin Rambam and Ilkas Tumas Ochlin. That's the Raya which is brought over here by the Shar Hatzir. By the Shar Hatzir. He goes further. Well, if you say, oh, yeah, Ev Shalom, or something radical. The Afidirabonon like a chival in your beer. Whoa! Maybe Midirabonon you can keep it. Maybe Midirabonon you can keep it. No. The Afidirabonon, even Midirabonon like a chival in your beer. Ah, we have sources that you have to get rid of it. We'll soon see. Shas Babli never said it. It's only based on a comparison. Ipsha to Chercho, you put those two together, his Chodesh Mara, his Chodesh Mara. Shas Babli never put those two together. Maybe the Rambam denies it. Pashi Ipsha is going to be Musa, even if it's Ipsha, on Pesach. You don't have to get rid of it. It's like Tumas Ochlin, it's Poka, and this is the Mikelev.
Does the Rambam pass in the
Well, did you look at the Ein Mishpat on the side?
Yes.
There's nothing there?
Yeah.
Whoops. Rabbi said, why would that be? Now, this is fascinating, if you're right. V'ze'ev shetam Rambam shehishmit divrei ha'Yerushalmi. He left out the Yerushalmi. You can say he left out the whole thing. We'll see soon something maybe comparable to Parashat Yerushalmi. To suffer the suga decreases of Kafalim. Shemimenu hotzi Rambam dina lina tumma. Kamosha kata lakasim ishmasham. Pliga ahad Yerushalmi. V'ayim v'chidush yeritfa al psachim. Shekosav shekein udasa ra'ah. Whoa! Kumi Rambam and the Ra'ah hold the same way that there is no Yisr of Pas She'ipsha, even if it's Ipsha after on Pesach. Let's take a look. I have a Ritva over here. You have the, whoever has a Kovetz, look it up. There's a bunch of Kovetz in here. They have a Ritva, I think. Mem Hei Amid Beis. Take a look and see. Always check up. Mem Hei Amid Beis. Men hey Amid Beis, Hapasha Ipsha. He says as follows. He's talking about a Tosefta, Peregima Alacha Beis. You have to be Mavar certain things. Melugma Shenistricha Eino Chayav Levar. Oh. Hayrish and Nistricha Meachilas Odom. It's enough. If you talk in Tim Salomash and Nistricha Meachilas Kelemashma, Tome Koranami Lochaz and Lamachal Odom, Mukmilosh and Nistricha Achaz Mani Sura, the Kavan, Shechalalam, Shemisa Bodo of Machal Odom, Shuven or Nifka, Shiposa Meachilas Kelev, Nabi Afra Bialma, and then it's about to even happen on Pesach. Zuri Shita Sarah Ozal.